Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. In this episode, we take a road trip to Element Gym in St. Paul, where we catch up with rising local super welterweight star Slink Proper, who is 8-1 with 4 KOs. Slink previews his December 9th fight at Element. In the main event, he takes on Trey Martin of Missouri. A fan favorite at Element, Slink, aka Sona Akali, is coming off the biggest win of his career, an upset victory over Nico Ali Walsh, Muhammad Ali's grandson. Slink talks about his big win, the upcoming Element card, and much more. We also visit with popular St. Paul boxer Andre Reed, who takes on Michael Demps on the undercard. The Big Q Promotions event is sure to be highly entertaining, and we can't wait to be there. I hope you enjoy the interviews. We're here with Slink Proper.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
How you guys doing, the fam?
What y'all doing?
What took y'all so long?
What took y'all so long to come down, though? I'm kind of mad at y'all, man. Y'all
never did. I was sick, and I did get a dog.
Oh, you got a dog?
Yeah.
How long ago?
So I know the last time I saw you, I was actually asking you about your dog.
Yeah, because we just got a dog. My son just got the dog, Doodles.
So I just got it. Yeah, Doodles, yeah.
Yeah.
My dog's name is Champ. It's
Champ?
I was waiting to find out what it is, and Brian's actually got an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, that's a big one, huh?
No, she's kind of a smaller one.
What's
really? She's like a mid-size.
A shepherd?
Her name is Margo.
Margo?
So Australian Shepherd, sort of like a, collar, border collies, kind of.
What's
it's
it look like?
Pretty color. It's like, you gotta like Google it. It's got some weird coloring in the eyes.
She's got blue eyes. So.
My dog's apparently half Australian Shepherd, but it looks like a lab almost. It's just like a solid color.
Yeah, it's just a solid color.
I'll send you a picture, but so that's what I've been up to.
But
no, man, we're
peeing all over the house, huh? Peeing all over.
He did a couple times.
Oh my God, bro, that's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
You get back,
he's got a dog door, so he's good now. He learned the dog door.
Yeah.
He's got a fence in the backyard. So.
Oh, yeah, good.
But no, dude, we're excited. They're going to be back at Element December 9th.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your opponent and who you're going to be facing.
You know, I don't really know about him, my opponent. He was I was fighting another guy. We were getting ready for that guy. And then he disappeared. Something happened. Y'all know how these fight. Y'all know how it be.
Oh, yeah.
They disappeared or he dropped out. Something happened. And then, boom, they found this other guy to fill in. And this guy is Trey Martin. I really don't know anything about him. I can't find nothing on under him boxing-wise. But I know that his last two or three fights, he won and knocked the guys out. So he might have some power. You know what I mean? Which is exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you think you're going to, you know, knock me out with that? You know, let's see. I got some power, too. So we're going to have to see. Power versus power. You know, so I've just been training like I usually train anyway. I just train for anything.
One of the last times I talked to you, we were talking about recovery and technology, you know, and athletics.
Yeah.
And you were talking about cryo and how you hated the cryo.
Oh, yeah.
Now you probably don't even need to do cryo. You just go outside.
Bro, that's Minnesota. That's the thing about Minnesota. I don't know how cryo works in Minnesota. What's going on, man? I don't know how cryo works in Minnesota.
I was
going
to mention, though, I saw you on Instagram, I think, the other day. It looked like you were doing the cupping.
Yep.
How cupping does that... Does that work for you? Does it make
it
you
was
feel
interesting,
better?
But the one thing about it is, you know, I'm real dark skinned, right? So I don't bruise. I only like swell. I only swell a little bit. If something gets hurt, I only swell. You'll never see discoloration on my skin. You know what I mean? Like even after the fights, like I don't really have like discoloration. But after that cupping, I thought I was black. Until I saw black mark on me, I'm like, damn, I'm really not that black. Because these marks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen marks.
Yes.
They stayed for a while.
Bro, they stayed for like 2 weeks. It was like actual dark.
I've seen fighters actually in the ring with those marks on them even sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
See, so it's kind of the new thing.
I saw Teofimo Lopez with it on. You know, he had the
Yeah, that's who it was, I
yeah,
think.
Yep. See? And so I just did it because I see all the elite athletes do it. I was like, let me try it out. I tried it out, and it was helpful, man. It was helpful. Like, I know that the blood was flowing in these areas after that because all my skin was just different colors. It was like I looked like a ladybug.
Normally, we don't usually do videos. I know we're kind of branching out.
No, I like that. I like that. Y'all got to show yourself.
Everyone's going to be asking, what's up with the crutches?
Oh, you know, it's a thing that comes with training. It's a thing that comes with intensive training, which is wear and tear. You know what I mean? Nobody really goes into a fight, you guys, like 100% all the time. It's like a 50-50.
I asked you, did you stub your toe or what?
No. I messed up my ankle, man. I messed up my ankle. But it's healing. It's healing back, you know what I mean? A little 2 days off.
Oh, looks like you got a wrap on it.
Yeah, yeah. I have the AOS bracelet. The AOS bracelet, just keep it stabilized. Let it heal, you know what I mean? I did the rice ice compression and elevation. That's what they call it, rice. That's what they say. But yeah, we good, man. You know
so you'll be good to go.
Yeah, I'll be good to go.
Yeah, you're not an MMA fighter, right? So you don't have to worry about using it to kick it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not kicking.
As long as the hands are good, right?
But you know, we use our legs a lot. Yeah. You know that.
It's like we haven't talked to you, at least on the record, since the Nico Ali Walsh fight. Gotta ask you about that. Man.
Yeah.
What a great win.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
Tell me about that. And can you walk us through that, how you got that fight, and then sort of how you approached it when you knew that you'd be getting this opportunity?
Well, I'll tell you first how we got it. How it happened was, it was already on the table for them. But they weren't gonna take it, you know, because of course they're trying to protect their fighter. They're not just gonna put them in there with somebody that seems like they're gonna, you know, destroy them or beat them. You know what I mean? Because they got so much investment into this guy. So when I but they also don't want to give them a padded record. So a padded record is like fight nobody with no wins, and, you know, everything is just losses, and then you go, you know, it's like he's not being challenged, and people might not, boxing fans especially, might not take it seriously. So we had the fight on the we offered the, but they wouldn't take it, so we weren't even thinking about the fight. I lose that Mid-America title to that guy Cameron Creel, who I don't like. I don't like that guy. I wish I could fight him right now.
Yeah,
I've been telling
kinda,
everybody I want to fight him in a
he came
a
back out after you won and he wanted the rematch after that.
Yeah, after I won, then he's like, oh, bye. We were talking to each other through the inbox. Yeah. I'm gonna send you guys those messages. We were just cussing each other out. Man, I do want to fight you, man. No lie. I want to fight you, but they're not going to let me, dog. You just don't, you know, because you got too many losses. It doesn't help me in any type of way. And then on top of that, it's like I just was fighting on Nico Ali Walsh, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on a trajectory right now. You know,
so, yeah, I see.
It doesn't
you
really do nothing.
You didn't get the rematch, unfortunately, with Walsh. It looks like he's going to Africa. Looks like he's going to be fighting the next week after you, the same day as the Armory card.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they were ready to come back yet.
He's kind of following, I guess, you know, in his grandfather's footsteps and going to fight in Africa, which is cool.
Well, he's fighting an African here and can't be one here, so why are you going to go?
Let's get back to that. When you this fight was coming up, did you know right away that, hey, this, I can beat this guy? Did you see something there?
Oh, man, I see that in everybody that I fight. Because I know that I elevate, and I know that the harder the fight, I always rise to it. You know what I mean? And I train, you know. I train even on off day. You know, I don't have off days. So I'm always training. I'm always getting better.
We know that you don't stop training because when you lost, you were sparring the night before.
You dummy.
We love you.
I'll spar right here. That's why you gotta
have Q tell you when it's time.
I know,
man.
Q would tell you, but they didn't know. They didn't.
I know. It wasn't their fault.
You know, yeah, it wasn't their fault. I can't even blame them because I didn't tell them. You know, I'll do
things. There are a lot of fighters
myself
like that need to be told when to stop.
Yeah.
You
know, training. Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Hey,
I need to be told when to stop eating.
I gotta hide my food. I just got these tacos.
Yeah,
don't.
You better.
Yeah.
So the Nico Ali Walsh fight, you won that, I think, pretty decisively.
Yeah,
and
I thought
he's looking
it was
after
clear
when the decision's announced, like he's surprised or something.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
I was shocked, but, bro. I thought I won pretty clearly. You know, I mean, even when I was even when I was in trouble, fourth round of bullying, yeah, and I got wild, I literally came back and landed more punches on him than he did on me in the same round. And he was wild at the end too. But nobody said it. It was like, it felt like it was one-sided. It was biased. It felt like the commentator was biased. But until I heard Timothy Bradley.
He was showing love. He was supporting.
He was showing love. And I think if Timothy Bradley wasn't speaking like that, the actual facts of what was going on in the fight, people watching would have had the wrong idea. They would have had the wrong fight. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the commentary, it does add something. It does.
Did you get any you know, big time fighters or commentators, you know, anything like that, like messaging you or liking your posts, like that?
First of all, I got
Francis
Ngannou liked the post. And Francis got it out because it was before his fight. And you know, I'm Cameroonian too.
Yeah,
we're both Cameroonian. And then Rosenberg, the guy that Ali Walsh fought last, he also wrote me congratulations on the. A lot of people.
That's pretty cool, you know, when you get to that high stage, it's all of a sudden take notice.
Yeah, people all of a sudden know you. You know what I mean? We're there in the hotel after the fight with Jay Prince, Bob Arum, at the same table.
Wow.
Literally, the table's this big. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, this is a legendary table right here. Yeah. They just started laughing. Yeah. Like I was joking. But I wasn't even joking. It's just a real thing. It's like, yo, this is legendary. Like, Jay Prince right here. Bob Arum, I don't even know who this guy is, but I know he's important. You get what I'm saying? I just knew he was important.
Right.
Yeah, bro, it was nice. Dude, definitely dope. Yeah.
Guy,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, who is he? But I know he's important, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was lit, you guys. It was nice. You know, after the, as far as the fight went itself, or as far as the training went before the fight, we just, we were doing the 2-a-days, and then, we were worried because they were we weren't worried, but people that help us were worried because I just came off a loss and they were trying to rush me. You know, I only had 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
So, how's that going this time around? You know, getting back to this card with your training. I mean, you got your crutches here. Normally, guys are sparring until about a week out.
Yeah.
You know, how's that affecting you now? Because all of a sudden,
of course, I badly want to do stuff. I badly want to train. I badly want to do this. But the thing is, now I know I gotta listen to the coaches. So they telling me, yo, you got a job to do, bro. Stay off your leg. I don't give a what you do, this is that. Don't go to because I have the workout room in my apartment. Don't go to that. Don't do nothing. You got a job. Your job is to stay, keep your leg elevated, keep it going, you know. So I've been off the last 2 days. So
with the Nico fight, so initially you wanted to fight him, and there was some interest there, but they didn't want the fight. But then after you lost,
after I lost, the Nico Ali fight came.
Yeah. Okay.
After it was like 2 days after I lost that fight, and they were like, "Yo, good news," and I was sad, and I was like, "Man, I was trying to find flights out to where Cameron Creel was, and just." Farm in the gym, just fight him in the gym, just show up one day. I was planning. Boom, I come to the gym. Q comes up to me, he's like, I got some good news for you. Don't get all excited. Like, what? You want to fight Nico Ali Walsh? Like, yeah! Crazy. I was like, yes, man, yes. I want to fight Nico, man.
So it sounds like, he probably is going to get some tune-ups, you know, or something like that,
and probably then they're going to come revisit me. That's what I think is going on. I think that he is like, they feeling like, oh, okay, this guy that he's fighting is far more experienced, you know what I mean, as far as the way.
Do you feel pressure to perform, to keep that option on the table, you know? Because if you lose, all of a sudden, how are they going to say, nah, we don't want that rematch?
Oh, yeah, well, I still got that win. That goes like anytime you go look up Muhammad Ali or look up a Muhammad Ali movie or look up anything with Muhammad Ali, they're going to say, oh, Nico Ali Walsh is going to be there in the Google and is going to have that upset. And he's going to be having to live with that for the rest of his life unless, you know what I mean? Because I'm his first loss.
So So it's more pressure on him.
Yeah, it's more pressure on him than me. I'm waiting for him. I would love it. I was excited before, but I'm even more excited for it to call back because now I've fought you.
Yeah.
I know so much stuff I could have done better. So much stuff I could have done better.
You think it could do even better the second?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I have the price power. Now it's like, man, you guys want this win back, you know? I gave him his love. I went up weight classes. I did everything you guys said for me to do. For everything that was biased for it to be, it's supposed to be in your advantage. I did it all and still won. So now when you come in over here, I want it in Minnesota. I want to fight in Minnesota. I need that paycheck. I need, come down to 154.
Yeah, let's see the fight here.
What? Can you imagine that? That'd be huge. He should have, instead of fighting all the way in Africa, he should have tried to get his fight back and fought me at the Armory December 16th on that card.
There you go.
December 16th, the last card on Showtime. He should have done it. But they didn't,
That would have been
perfect. You know, I'd be thinking market. I'd be thinking like everything,
Yeah, let them do their thing. I got a deal with ESPN.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think so. I might have expired, but they did at one time anyway. I know Top Rank had a deal streaming with them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought it was Showtime.
Showtime's been doing the
Showtime. The cards they just switched, so now like everything's Showtime, which is part of, I think, the reason that they're getting out of boxing and combat sports.
Yeah.
Is now it's going to be like if you want to watch a Showtime show, it's like it's on Paramount Plus. Like,
Yep. That's how. Because I'm subscribed to Paramount Plus through Hulu. So Hulu gives you Paramount Plus, Stars.
The last Showtime boxing show, I downloaded, the app to watch it or whatever, and it's like made me download the Paramount Plus app.
Yeah. In order to, you see how they doing it?
Yeah.
It's all good as long as people can watch the fight. I would rather have, I'd just rather have people being able to see me fight. You know what I mean? And that's what I liked about Showtime, because it wasn't, sometimes people didn't have to pay if they already had the Showtime. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I liked it because I could listen to the commentary sometimes up in the media balcony there.
Oh yeah. But you in the scene, but you guys are like damn near staff, right? If there's a fight in Minnesota, y'all got all the access. You know what I mean? I'm talking about like the people at the crib that that don't got that access like you guys have. You
talking about fire stick.
You watch every fight. You watch all the best fights. Y'all get everything.
So what does it mean to you? How cool is it for you to be back now in Element,
back home?
Turf?
Yes. Because, Negro Ali, when you went over there, that's the first time I experienced so many people booing me and everything. When I came out the thing, I just looked at one guy booing me. And he was boo, and I heard him, and I just looked at him like this. And he was like, boo.
Got that on video.
He just looked away. I was like, yeah. Walked into the ring. I was like, I ain't never felt that. And then all it was Ali, Ali, Ali. And then I heard, and then all I heard was just a small little corner, but all the people from Minnesota that came like, every time I landed a punch, I knew because I just had to listen close to the little nosebleeds. I had to listen to the nosebleed seats, and yeah, they were showing so much love.
Did you win over the fans after?
Oh yeah, right after. Oh my God, when I got out the ring, even the staff that didn't even show me any acknowledgement. They were, great man, boy. I told them you were gonna do it. You look like the guy that can do it. And everybody started showing me love, including the people that were rude to us. So there was a part where we're supposed to face off. We're supposed to talk.
Yeah.
So everybody that was fighting their opponents, they were talking, they were asked questions on the podium. They wouldn't even let us up there. So Negro Ali is the only person that didn't go back and forth with his opponent.
Wow.
Because they wouldn't even let me on the damn thing.
That's disrespectful.
Can you believe that?
Don't you remember? They didn't even show Slink's ring walk.
They didn't even show my ring walk, bro. Wow. I was in the man. And I was looking good. I had the whole thing. I was. We had a whole outfit, a whole thing we wanted to show.
And we're talking about the ring walks here, and how Q does it. How there's the smoke and the lights over here.
Oh, yeah. Q know how to do it.
You guys, you got a lot of Minnesota fighters on this upcoming card, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And some making their pro debut. Have you been been working. You know, we got Tim sitting next to you over here.
You already know. We got Dre.
Yeah, and Dre's in the ring.
Yeah, that's good.
Been working, sparring with any of them? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've been sparring with this young man right here. But, I spar Dre all the time. I'm tired of Dre.
Yeah.
And then we got another guy. I forgot his name. He's on the card as well. He came up here to spar. And then also have Leo Modell. Yep. Leo Modell's also on the card. That's my main sparring partner.
Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with him. We were going to go over to CMB on Friday, but it sounds like they've got something going on. So
they got probably
going to link up with them.
They probably got some wrestling. They do some wrestling stuff.
You did sparring with Gavin? Gavin is supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're involved. We just heard that he's unfortunately not going to be on the card. It sounds like he doesn't have an opponent.
You doesn't have an opponent?
Yeah, I talked to Q. There's two guys listed on BoxRec as, you know, to be announced, and it sounds like they're probably not going to be on the card.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I mean,
they put,
unless I misunderstood Q, that's what it sounds like. Said.
Okay.
Which really sucks because, you know, we like Gavin.
I like Gavin. And then the thing is, they put the Nordic Warrior back on there. They're putting people back on there.
Oh, yeah, Corey Thompson.
Corey Thompson.
Probably could guess your answer. Normally I was going to ask you a ring walk song. I'm guessing it's probably one of yours.
It's definitely one of mine. But I got a new song with a Def Jam artist now. With a Def Jam recording artist. So she's coming from L.A. to come walk me out. To the song, to her part of the song.
That'll add some new.
That's gonna be dope.
Did you ever think about giving MMA a try?
I don't like wrestling.
Pro wrestling.
I like that. That wrestling is different. You know, they slapping and hitting and kicking. Yeah.
I just over here in Element, and they got guys doing like wrestling stuff over there.
Yeah,
Slink and I were talking about that before we started.
Because it's like when you wrestle, it's like get off.
A couple guys like, you know,
yeah,
going to wrestle. Around. You know,
right, yeah, I'm with you. I'm a boxing guy.
Yeah, I'm a boxer. Like,
Deontay Wilder, he could be pretty good at MMA, and then people are saying, "Nah, his legs are too skinny and this and that." I'm like. You're out.
Four ounce glove.
Come on,
man. It's a wrap. That's dangerous. Somebody could die.
Oh, especially when someone can hit like.
Yes. Oh my God.
That'd be good.
You got 25 minutes to dodge one punch. Can you do it in a cage?
All it takes is one.
Yeah. All it takes is one. You know that man got power. I don't know why they trying to play with him. That's fire. Somebody gonna fucking die. Yeah. Like, come on. That boy knocking people out with bigger gloves. Then he's knocking out people. Also, he knocks out people while he's sparring. With headgear on, you guys. Clothes that have been hitting that are used to it.
Right.
They that's dangerous. They're playing with lives.
So Slink. Good luck in your fight, man.
Thank you.
We're all going to be cheering for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. I need all that. I need all that energy. Need all that support. I need that. Especially in the ring, you can feel it.
But I'm glad that you mentioned that you won the fans over.
Oh, yeah,
I won them over. That's what you do.
Yes.
You go out there and you put in the work and then you win them over. Caleb Turek said that he did the same thing in England when he fought De Gale.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The title.
See?
They were all booing him.
Yeah, yeah.
But then afterwards, he won the upset. He said he never had to buy a beer afterward. Everybody buying beers.
That's how I was. I didn't have to buy a single drink. Yeah. People were talking about how much I won for them because the betting odds was you bet 100 on me, you win 1200 on DraftKings. Yeah,
I was gonna
and
ask.
The
you.
Vegas odds were bet 100 on me, you win 1600.
Wow.
So you know when I got out, they were like, "Oh man, you won me a bunch of money. What do you drink? What?" I don't even remember after that night, man.
I love it. I wish I would have bet on.
Man, you should have been there, man. We would be getting lit together. I love.
Absolutely.
Yo, you already know. Yeah. I'm about to give you guys.
All right. Hey, we're happy to be joined by Andre Reed here at Element Gym. Big fight coming up December 9th, right?
Yep,
here at
Element. December
9th. Yep. Yeah, nice to see you again, man.
Nice to see you too.
How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Been working hard, taking care of the family, so doing real good.
Absolutely. So tell me about, you've got the fight coming up on the 9th. Do you know anything about your opponent? What can you say about
who you're fighting.
Yeah, I'm fighting a guy. He's actually a local, Michael Demps. He's actually a good friend of mine. I met him through boxing. He's actually sparred a couple times. No disrespect for either one of us. We just here to put on a good show and show our skills. It's going to be much love after the fight, but, you know, we both have to get in the ring and see who's the best man. I've been working hard, though. He's a little taller, so we've been working to fight a taller guy, working about being quick. So I'm prepared. I'm happy with what our train has been, and I'm ready to get the win.
Yeah, so what weight are you fighting at?
We'll be fighting at 168.
168, all right. And this is your third pro fight?
Yep, this will be my third pro fight. My first fight, I'm having a draw. It's a little tough. My first fight, just getting used to the ropes. Had like a guy who was already experienced. He was kind of a strong hitter. But pushed through. I felt like I won, but I definitely got stung in the second round, which the story makes sense. So I got a draw. It was good. Came back, got through camp, was feeling great. Then got to stop his first round. And so now it's third camp. Feeling great. Feel real relaxed. And so I'm ready to get this win.
Well, that was a nice win there, a nice bounce back.
Yeah.
And so it's funny, we were talking to Mark Connor over here, and I guess he was working your opponent's corner in that first fight.
Yeah, my first fight. Yeah.
He said he felt kind of bad about that. But,
but it's part of boxing, you know. There's nothing bad. Like, I talk to him all the time. We're still real cool. I understand this is a business, you know. Yeah. We're in this. It's a hurt business, so it's no love lost. I'm here to train hard and win regardless of who's across the ring. So
yeah, you're a real pro, you know, and I can tell that you take it seriously and you have a passion for what you're doing here. So that's great to see. What does it feel like to be back here in Element now? I'm sure there's going to be a fun. It's always a fun event here. They put on a good show. Tell me about. What are you feeling about being back in your home turf here?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I've been blessed to be able to have all my pro fights here at home. Mm-hmm. So it feels very great being that I started my boxing career out in Texas. So mm-hmm. I started off doing my amateur fights when they say my name and nobody knows me. It's cricket. So it feels good to be here at home with a team that I love and they love me back and love my family. Mm-hmm. And then we put on a great camp. And then when events come, you know, the crowd cheers for me and I feel love. So it feels great. You know, I feel like I'm at home. Mm-hmm. I guess the biggest thing is going to be I'm ready to hit the road and see how that feels without the crowd, you know, having to win the crowd over. That's going to be the big push right there.
Yeah, well, we were talking to Slink about that. And when he fought Nico Ali Walsh, the fans were booing him at first. Then he pulled off the upset and everybody loved him. So,
me and my wife drove out there for that fight to support him. And
nice.
We were the only ones in the beginning cheering for him. And by the end of the fight, everybody loved him. So it's like, yeah, to feel that, it just, even though I wasn't in the ring with him, but to know my stablemate was doing it, I felt great for him. So it feels good. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah. How many amateur fights did you have?
I only had 10 amateur fights. My last fight, I think, was the open fight. I didn't even do that many amateur fights. I got a lot. If you want to talk about experience, though, I probably have about thousands of sparring rounds with professionals back in Texas. I was blessed to be at a gym where I knew like Maurice Hooker and just all those guys around there. So I got tons of sparring with pros a lot, which helped me out. But yeah, my amateur background, I started boxing at 20, got about 10 amateur fights. I wasn't able to be as active in the amateur world, but mm-hmm. I took boxing serious since day one. So training, sparring, being in the world of learning, I've always been here.
That sparring, that's got to be a valuable experience, huh? To be in there with some guys who are really real pros and know what they're doing, huh?
Yep. And not only that, because people get that experience all the time, but they never get to learn from it. So I'm blessed to be not just in there, but they never treated me as a punching bag. They treated me as someone to learn and grow with, and then they always taught me something after the sparring. It wasn't just I get in, they beat me up, and then we leave. And I just felt like, I sparred Maurice Hooker and didn't learn anything. Mm-hmm. It was more like, no, they're going to talk to me, let me know what they saw good and what to do work on. And then I always took that back home and worked on it. So it was great. I've always got great sparring and great words of wisdom.
Nice.
Outside of the ring, I know you're a busy man. from being a dad to, you know, your wife's new business, you know, that started, I think, around the last time we talked to you.
Yep.
So how's that going? I mean, are you having, I guess you feel like you're just running on empty, you know, you're just kind of like...
No, honestly, I'm running off of love and passion, man. I have a great team around me with everything. I have a business that I started back in college called the King's Formula. It's a brand to build other businesses. And so I use that to build my wife's business, which is her Looks by Neek makeup salon. Nice. She has that going. And so it's super dope just building that, building my own brand. I kind of got my own little King's Formula little shirts that I used to make up. But I have a full-time job, being a full-time parent. Mm-hmm. But I mean, everything that I do, I love. So it doesn't, sometimes I'm tired, coming to the gym tired, don't really feel like doing anything. But that's when dedication and hard work comes in, and being disciplined. I'm sorry, I'm tired. Discipline is the word. I'm a very disciplined person, so even when I'm kind of not motivated to do it, I just get here, wherever I gotta go, and work it out. But I keep a kid with me, keep a wife with me, keep a friend with me, make me smile, make me kind of keep that energy going.
Well, you had quite the treating section. I remember Brian and I sitting at a table here last time, your last fight. And I was like, wow, like you got I know you're like Team Element, but it was like you could tell like these people are here for you. Yeah, not just for Team Element. So I was like, that was awesome.
I can tell he's a good dude, and why not? You know, I'm sure people cheer. It's like, it reminds me of my sister was at a fight at the Armory when Jamal James was fighting, and someone made their mind, hey, I didn't know you were a boxing fan. She said, I'm not really a boxing fan. I'm just a Jamal fan. So, you know, I think maybe a lot of people are like, yeah, they're Andre fans.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm grateful for it. Like I said, I can't be much blessed. Like, God is very blessing with everything. Even just me and you guys, I feel like everybody that I meet is very genuine all the time, and I meet great people around me, so I'm blessed, and I try to keep that positive energy too, because I never want to like push it away, you know. So I want to keep that ball rolling and pass it on to the next generation and pass it on to everyone else, you know.
Awesome. Well, that's great.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. I mean, the fights here are always entertaining. We got a lot of Minnesota fighters this time, you know, on the card. Although, you know, we mentioned that Gavin, I think, and someone else had opponents fall out.
Yeah.
Or they weren't able to find someone for him, but no, other than that, I mean, what else, anything that I missed that...
No, I think you covered it, man.
What about his opponent? Did you know anything about
him?
Yeah,
we talked about that
a
bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know him, actually a good sparring partner of mine once before. Still good friends, and I mean, it's business, so we're going to have to get in the ring and do what we have to do, but he's someone that I know.
Have you sparred him before?
Yeah, we sparred him before. He came in and did a couple rounds with me before, I think, when Leo was getting ready for a fight.
Okay.
Yep.
Does he have any pro fights under his belt?
This would be his first pro fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's one of the CMB guys?
Yeah, he's a CMB fighter.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to link up with those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, Andre, man, nice talking to you again. I don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah, we
grabbed
him right after his workout here.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
it. Really great to see you again. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good seeing you all the time. Yeah.